Edge match. You're at Edge match. Edge match. Don't miss Edge match. Don't miss Edge match. You're at Edge match. Edge match. Don't miss Edge match. Don't miss Edge match.
Hey, what is up, Edge match crew? So excited to be here today with a very, very special guest. We have here the author, Tu Vong, who is the author of Coming Home. So we are super excited to have you here, too. So thank you so much for being here on EduMatch.
Hi, thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate you doing this recording on a Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it's definitely been looking forward to chatting with you. You know, your book is just amazing. I love the way that you just brought everything together. And it's just so beautiful. Like the words, the images, everything is great. But before we dive into the book, for anyone who doesn't know you, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Tu Vong, and I'm an educator in Ottawa. I recently returned to the classroom, so the last 4 or 5 years. So I'm teaching high school or secondary ESL at a local school in Ottawa, Canada. And over the years, I've taken on a number of roles within the school system, at the system level, and I also taught overseas in Seoul, South Korea. And I even reference one poem in the book about that. And I think there are a lot of points when I think about it proactively, but also subconsciously as well. There's a lot of things and a lot of signs and symbols that sort of have led me to where I am today. But I think my sort of first moment and sort of epiphany, if you will, when it comes to education and teaching and what it means to me started in Seoul. So I kind of look at that as sort of my, soul searching, if you will.
Totally. Well, that is cool. Like, just all of the experiences that you draw upon in the book are just incredible. Like, this book, like, when I read it for the first time, it just really blew me away. So what was your inspiration behind it?
Well, a couple of years ago, right before the pandemic, I actually submitted an essay on women and educational leadership. And I think that's what sort of sparked this whole journey in writing for me. And then the pandemic happened, and then I just wanted to kind of find that creative space again. And so I just reached out to a friend of mine who is also the illustrator of this, of the book, Alejandro Contreras. And it really started out as a casual conversation and said, hey, I'm thinking about writing a few poems about my story, my journey story, along with my family from Vietnam to Canada, but also, you know, professionally and personally, and sort of that kind of full circle, which is why I decided to title it Coming Home. And that's how it started. So even though it's a journey about my family, it was really through the framework of that essay that I had written around women and educational leadership. So a lot of the poems and a lot of stories, the story is kind of framed around the women in my life and who've had a really great impact on me and where I am today.
Yeah, that is beautiful. And it is like definitely a gift to see everything come full circle. Like in the book, you know, you talk about your childhood, you talk about your experiences, things of that nature, and just kind of seeing like everything coming together. It's wonderful to see. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. So you kind of touched on this, but let's dive a little deeper. So why is the subject matter of this book important to you?
I think there are multiple reasons for that. I think it's also symbolic and timely that we're doing this interview right before the day before May, which is Asian Heritage Month. And for me, again, I've kind of come full circle, and I'm still learning as we go through. But I think it was just a moment to appreciate and honor my family and their journey and some of their a lot of their sacrifices. You know, the book is written in three parts, and part two is a lot of that sort of kind of cultural disconnect as a teenager. And then part three is, you know, me being an adult and having had some time and have done some work on myself and just conversations with my family to really have this sort of newfound appreciation and respect for, you know, for family, for the relationships in my life, and just cultural identity. So that's sort of the first part of it. I think the second part too is having returned to the classroom. So whenever I was away, either at the system level or just in another capacity outside of the classroom, I always missed it and always came back to it. So, you know, now I have students every day right in front of me, and they are, you know, they're listening, they're watching, and I want to be that role model. I want to model things with intentionality, do things with purpose, and, you know, representation matters. I mean, I didn't have that really growing up in school, but also professionally. And so I think it's really important that not only do the students see themselves in the curriculum, because I find when we kind of frame it like that, it's almost like they're like on the outside looking in. But if they are the curriculum and we tweak everything around their strengths and their experiences, then we're centering them. And, you know, so, and then they begin to take a more active role in their learning, and we learn from them as well.
Totally. I love what you just said about the students are the curriculum, like that, you know, centering their experiences, you know, that is just super powerful. And I have to say also reading the book, you know, I shared this with you, like after my first read through, like my family's from Haiti. So when I was reading the book, then I saw like a lot of parallels in our experiences that really, really touched me. So yeah, so absolutely. So many people will be able to relate to this, no matter their background. So speaking of that, who is the target audience for Coming Home?
Well, I think like basically for anybody from preteens to adult, but I guess within the education field, I think middle school to secondary students, that would be how I see the story in it, and some of those classroom conversations being being used in the classroom. I mean, there are some mature topics. I'm not saying that younger or elementary students wouldn't benefit from it, but in terms of just a focus group, I think middle school to secondary.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I love what you said also about the adults will also get a lot out of it from reading it. So students, adults, just everybody just, you know, kind of partaking in these conversations. Like this book is also a great conversation starter in many, many different ways.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some other resources that you might suggest for readers? And also, where can they find you?
So I did create a website, and it's called www.cominghometuvong.com. And it's pretty streamlined website. And on there's actually a link for educators. And it's a work in progress right now, but I'm hoping to complete that within the next couple of weeks. And basically that, you know, even though it is an identity text, it is a story that I could see it being used beyond the English or language arts class. And so on the website, you'll see that I've connected the classroom conversations to either social sciences, art, language arts, and those are all starting points for, you know, just teachers to have a like an entry point. And then after that, you know, they can just take it and run based on, you know, the students and where those conversations lead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do apologize because I did have a typo when I initially flashed it up, but is that correct?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Thanks.
So, and then Tu's name, tuvong.com.
Yes, yes. And if you'd like, follow me on Twitter. I think the Twitter handle was on there earlier. So thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate it.
All right, absolutely. Absolutely. So wanted to thank you again, too, for everything that you're doing, you know, for all of your amazing work. Very inspirational, very beautiful. And I know that it will touch the reader in a way that it has really touched me. And, you know, you've gotten some great feedback from it already. And can't wait until you continue to get this out into the world. So for our viewers who are watching the video, you'll see on the bottom that you can get a discount on bulk orders. So that's starting at 10. So if you contact me, edumatchbooks@edumatchers.org, then you'll be able to get a bulk discount starting at 10. And you can also find Coming Home on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, as well as Indigo and edumatchpublishing.com. So definitely check that out. So wanted to thank you one more time, too, for being here today.
And thank you so much, Sarah. I can't believe, like, where this whole sort of, you know, casual conversation has led, and appreciate, you know, you sharing a piece of your story as well. I remember reading your feedback the first time a few months back, and I was really touched about with your story as well. And just for this opportunity, it's really incredible, and I am so, so grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And we really enjoy having you as part of our family. So thank you for everything that you do. And thank you to our viewers for tuning in this evening, as well as if you'll be listening on the podcast, and the episode will be dropping shortly as well. So definitely check out Coming Home. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful one, and we will see you on the next show.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, too. It's Edge Match. You're at Edge Match. Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match. You're at Edge Match. Edge Match. Don't miss Edge Match.